WBKR Studio.
Good morning, Dave. Pam Tillis.
Hello, Pam Tillis. That's such a great thing to hear when I answer the phone.
Do you want to record it? You can play it every day.
Well, I am recording it, and I probably will play it every day. So how are you doing?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you.
Great. And it's so great
having my first cup of coffee, so if I sound silly, just bear with me.
No, I totally understand that. I had to have mine before I got started.
Well, you start early, I'm sure, but I'm still recovering from... I just wrapped my last date of the summer up on Monday night, and so just kind of still getting reacclimated to being at home and recovering from the time zones and
trying to
get my sleep patterns back together and all that stuff.
You crossed many time zones.
Many.
In fact, I saw your picture on a billboard going through Oklahoma a few weeks ago when I was on vacation at the Sugar Creek Casino or something like that. We're going to have you here at the Henderson Fine Arts Center on September 18th, and that's very exciting. For one thing, it's an acoustic evening with Pam Tillis, which I think is so cool.
Oh, that has been a real, it's been a good thing for my touring life and creatively, and we've gotten so much good feedback from it. It's a totally different animal than being with the full band.
Right.
It just feels intimate. You can really hear the songs without everything piled on top. Don't get me wrong, I love to rock out with the full band.
Absolutely.
But this is just a different vibe. It's very, it's got a lot of dynamic, though, because... it's not just me and a guitar, which is, that's very bluebirdy. we got the bluebird down here. That's what everybody does, the right songwriters thing. This is just a little step up from that. Right. I brought two other women.
Okay.
Or I'm bringing two other women. And the reason I went with an all-female trio is because on my records, I did a lot of my own harmonies and some great female vocalist, it's always had kind of a female sound.
Right.
And so these women both sing and play great. One of them plays, there's Mary Sue England. She plays piano, guitar, and violin.
Oh, wow.
They're great. And then
that's
the
fantastic.
Other one plays violin and mandolin. And sing, so we can cover a good amount of bases with that.
That's exciting. That's terrific. And now, when you do a set like that, do you have to? Are you able to get all your hits in, or do you have to rotate them in and out? Or
there's only maybe like a couple of top tens that we don't do. That's not bad.
Yeah.
But we do also some things that. We also do some things that. It's a little bit different flavor, a little different slant. Like in my catalog, if you were to go back through my records, you would hear some different threads that were maybe every now and then a little folky element or a little bluegrass element or a different little, softer acoustic sound every now and then woven through there. So we lean on that set of songs, like a song like In Between Dances.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was thinking that's almost acoustic right there. The recording
of
that.
Or River in the Highway.
River in the Highway is a good one.
Perfect.
Sure. And Spilled Perfume can just be piano. I mean,
it's great that way. It's really funny. That song, of all the songs, and even a song like Memphis, maybe it's Memphis, it works.
Ooh.
You know, we change the solos.
Right.
And we just do a little bit different vibe with it. But, what was the song you mentioned? Spilled Perfume. It's really funny. Of all the songs, that one is most polar. It has polar opposites. Because then we got a new version with my full band.
Right.
That's really sounds like. I mean, it's really got a modern rock edge to it, just sonically. Not
really.
Not like I scream it or anything.
Well,
I
that's
sing
intriguing.
It like me. Yeah, but it's got a big full production, like I don't know, like. Katy Perry could do it, but I don't know. And then you have
that's great.
When we do it with our little trio, it's a much, you know, you can really hear me finger pick, and it's just a different, and it's just different. I love it. It keeps it fresh for me.
Well, it sounds like it. That's,
and if it's fresh for me, it's good for the, you know, if
right.
it's not old and tired for me, I feel like I can give the audience the best.
That sounds fantastic. Well, I tell you what, I've seen you live about, I don't know, 4 or 5 times, and I know they're
really.
Yes, I have.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, a couple of times I went backstage. A couple of times I wasn't able to. That's okay. Doesn't matter. I got to see you, and that's perfectly fine. And I know that the audience is going to be in for an amazing treat. And the show is September 18th at the Henderson Fine Arts Center. And I want to tell everybody they can get their tickets by going to hendersonfac.com. Of course, if you go there, you can also, if you just want to call, but you can call the box office. But that's going to be an incredible evening, Pam Tillis, acoustically.
Thank you, Dave.
It's like when somebody said an acoustic evening with Pam Tillis, I'm like, oh, were they reading my mind? That's incredible.
Oh, and listen, anytime you're there, I don't know if you just couldn't stay and say hi, but anytime you're there, you're invited backstage. And we, you know, for and along those lines, we sign autographs after every show, so
okay.
We'll meet everybody that wants to come by and say hi.
That is so great. All right, you guys, you got to go. September 18th, Henderson Fine Arts Center, an acoustic evening with Pam Tillis. See, I need another cup of coffee. Okay.
All right. Great to talk to you. We'll be doing some, I've got a, we go into the studio the third week of October to work on a new record.
Oh, all
so
right.
So I want to do a couple new songs.
I'm excited about that. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Pam Tillis, and take care. Good to talk to you.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.